Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 28th of April and as ever, here we go with three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one is to, well, dwell on this and maybe do something that I think can help lots of other people. It's a fantastic story of the teenager, 19-year-old Stephen Sutton, who's raising money for the Teenage Cancer Trust. Stephen, 15, was diagnosed with cancer and set up a little bucket list of things he wanted to do for the rest of his life. And one of them was to raise £10,000 for cancer. He's now raised almost £3 million, breaking all records on the Just Giving charity site. And I think it's just a fantastic example of A, creating a vision and painting a picture of what you want to achieve, sharing that vision, then more importantly, the power of the world that we're in now, social media and the news that can get spread around the world. And Stephen's stories galvanised people from all over the place to actually make contributions. I'll put a link to his story on his Facebook page, which is a fascinating thing, but also a link to his Just Giving page to allow you to donate if you want. Fantastic story of somebody who's actually painted a picture of what he wants to achieve and actually got people to buy into it. What could you do to do that in your organisation? Idea two is to develop this. And it's all right having that vision, but the key thing is to actually get people to buy into it and get engaged. A survey of more than 7,000 employees across 20 countries suggests that in the UK, we've got some of the lowest engagement levels in the world. We actually came 18th out of 20, only slightly beating Japan and Hong Kong. For example, only 37% of UK workers felt they were encouraged to be innovative, down from 47% last year. So one of the things you might want to think a bit about is how engaged are your people? Do they actually feel valued? Have they bought into what you're trying to achieve? More importantly, have you encouraged them? Have you allowed them? And what are you actually doing to promote engagement in your organisation? It's the whole idea of creating a culture that supports and encourages people to make a difference. How engaged are your people? Thinking about it, how engaged are you? And idea three is to do something about this. UK customers are more likely to quit a supplier because of poor customer service than Americans, but the Americans are more likely to tell others about their bad experience. According to a recent report from New Voice Media that reveals that UK consumers are less tolerant of poor customer service, the result is that UK companies are losing twice the amount of business compared to the American businesses. That's because UK customers typically spend more than their US counterparts on a particular supplier. The total they estimate is lost by UK companies because of poor customer experiences is nearly £12 billion worth of business. It also highlighted that 50% of the UK consumers are more likely to switch following a bad experience compared with 44% from the US. Although in the UK, 49% said that being kept on hold is the biggest irritation, prepared to hold longer than our US counterparts. UK consumers are more prone to switching. But saying that, we're also prepared to make an opportunity for the business to actually get better and sort things out and deal with disappointment. And one of the things we also found that, or they found rather, in both regions, women are more patient than men when it comes to waiting, but they're actually more likely to complain than men. And one of the things it's worth pointing out on a positive note, 72% of respondents said that good service had a considerable influence on their loyalty, and 70% would recommend the company to others. So overall, good service influences women more than men, and women are more likely to recommend the business to others. What does it all mean? Regardless of which side of the Atlantic you're on, the key bit here is spot disappointment, deal with it, and sort it out, and create great customer experiences. Have a great week. Bye.